USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump campaign chief Paul Manafort is sentenced to 3.5 additional years in prison for conspiracy and witness tampering. This all stems from the Russia investigation, and that brings Manafort's entire prison sentence up to 7.5 years. Manafort's legal issues may not be over, as he was indicted on mortgage fraud by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office as well today. Dozens of wealthy parents, coaches from elite colleges and others are facing charges in the biggest college admissions bribery case ever. One of the parents charged, actress Lori Loughlin, is expected to be in court later today. President Trump is issuing an emergency order grounding all Boeing 737 MAX 8 and 9 jets in the United States. If you are currently flying on one of those jets, the plane will land as soon as possible and you will then be put on a different plane. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
The U.S. government has released its annual report on human rights abuses by other nations, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the report singles out the government of Iran.
Last year, the regime killed over 20 people and arrested thousands without due process, just for protesting for their rights. This continues the pattern of cruelty that the regime has inflicted upon the Iranian people for the last four decades.
This year's report is released as the Trump White House continues to push European allies to join the U.S. in imposing sanctions and cutting off trade with Iran.
Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp users in the United States are all experiencing widespread outages. The outages began right around noon Eastern time, and all three of those are owned by Facebook. Some users say they can't open the apps, but others say they can't post anything or they can't get into their accounts at all. When Facebook is up, you can find us at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden gave his strongest hints yet that he's running for president at a firefighters conference in Washington, D.C. After 2016, when Hillary Clinton lost the Electoral College to President Trump but won the popular vote, many Democrats have been pushing for changing things to make things go to where we would count the popular vote for the election. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Victor Davis Hanson, and he doesn't think this will be happening anytime soon.
It would be a constitutional amendment, and it would be we passed the Congress and we need 3/4 of the state. It's just not going to happen. And the reason that they're doing that is because the left waged their electoral comeback on the idea that they could bring in millions of people from south of the border who came from socialist or failed government paradigms. And when they would get here, either they would be naturalized or they could vote maybe with a wink and nod, or their children would be second generation, and they could flip formerly purple or even red states blue, and it worked pretty well with California. It will never be red in my lifetime again. But believe me, if Trump had won the popular vote and had lost the Electoral College, and many people thought that was possible, they would now be praising the Electoral College to the skies, that it was the only barrier between demagoguery and constitutional stability.
Please remember, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.